Imagine a yo-yo so large you needed a crane to lift it. That's exactly what this man created, and the stunt helped his innovation to a longtime toy create demand for his brand. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the 1960s and 70s, interest in yo-yos had declined. An unlikely individual, Tom Kuhn, helped resurrect the popularity of the toy.
This was a dentist who lived in San Francisco. In the late 70s, he was given a yo-yo as a birthday present, and he had fun with it, but realized this yo-yo is not made terribly well. This has a lot of shortcomings.
Tom Winzen shares the story from the National Yo-Yo Museum in Chico, California. Kuhn began building a better yo-yo.
He created a yo-yo that could be disassembled so that you could take things apart, service the inside of it, sand it, wax it, take care of all of those things, replace parts if you needed to.
The biggest item on display here at the Yo-Yo Museum was created by Kuhn.
The big yo-yo that we have on display here in the museum, 52 inches in diameter, 256 pounds, fully functional if you're Paul Bunyan, or you have a big crane that can handle an 80-foot string. He did this as a publicity stunt. He took this thing out in San Francisco, out to the Fisherman's Wharf, hooked it up on a crane with Alcatraz in the background, and got the thing to go up and down.
Popularity began to grow once again. The Bird and Hand store in Chico was selling yo-yos, and even had a yo-yo club that Thad was a part of. They had an idea that lives today.
So this store was integral in terms of creating the foundation for a lot of what happened in terms of modern yo-yo play today. So with the store trying to come up with some community-oriented events, one of the things that got thrown out there was, let's have a yo-yo contest.
And this contest grew to quite an event. The conclusion of our story next time as we travel the countryside, Chico, California. I'm Andrew McRae.